Power 923 Jams, the Broadway Joe Morning Show. And it's time to go and get our weekly update with the Honorable Mayor of the great city of Little Rock, our Mayor, Frank Scott Jr., with us this morning. And Mayor, just an update. Let me thank you again for updates every week on the state of the city. And some things have changed. Every week things are changing as it goes on. So we'll let you talk about some of the things that are happening here in Little Rock.
Well, thank you so much, Broadway. It's always a pleasure to be with you, to share with you and your listeners and all the residents of Little Rock. So thank you. So far since the last time that we visited, we know as we're now experiencing better weather, a lot of us have cabin fever, have been choosing to go outside, and that's still going against the social distancing that we've been really encouraging people to adhere to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus. I think since the last time I talked to you, we've kind of jumped to close to 200 new confirmed cases. We're somewhere around 700. I believe about 115, 120 of the 700 statewide are located right here in Pulaski County, many of which that are in the city of Little Rock. We've had somewhere around 10 to 12 deaths. This is serious, Broadway. We know that while we've been many people are going out to the parks, and so in an effort to discourage off-road parking and crowding at our city parks, we've decided that we're going to be placing traffic control barrels along Repsman Park Road near the Big Dam Bridge, as well as along the Mountain Road near the Two Rivers Bridge. And as we see individuals out and about that are more than 10, as you know, the state mandate is not to have more than 10 individuals at one time. You'll see a lot more of our community-oriented police officers that are on their horses, just there to proactively remind individuals of the state mandates as well as social distancing. Again, it's to help people be aware of what's going on, help them to just disperse, and then ultimately a citation. We're not doing anything to arrest anyone. We just want people to take this serious. And just to stay inside as much as possible. If you don't have to be outside, don't, because it could be you that gets the virus. And we really are finding out there are a lot of people that are asymptomatic, aren't even showing any symptoms whatsoever and have it, and are able to spread it to others who can't fight it. And so we just need everyone in Little Rock to take this serious.
Mayor, if you would, Mayor, talk a little bit about these. I'm seeing it on social media a lot, these kickbacks, and a lot of our young people, after those curfew hours, after 2:30, somehow or another, they're figuring out ways to kind of get together different locations.
Well, we are monitoring that situation, and no one, we understand our children want to congregate and want to have fun. We get that. But we're trying to protect their life. We're trying to save their lives. And if need be, we'll have stricter curfew rules and regulations, not only for our youth, but also for our adults. Again, it's our priority to put first the health, the safety, and welfare of every Little Rock resident.
The Honorable Mayor Frank Scott Jr. Mayor, I want to thank you again for the weekly updates on the state of the city of Little Rock. And, of course, we at Power 92 want everyone to be safe and practice the social distancing and no more than 10 in gathering and all of the things that the governor has put in place. Those things are enforceable by law, and I think a lot of people may not be aware of it, but, I mean, some people are just saying they're going to do what they want to do. But there are some consequences for it, as you mentioned this a few minutes ago.
Yes, and again, I know people want to do what they want to do, but there are consequences to those choices. And, again, the city of Little Rock, no one wants to issue a citation, and we hope we don't have to, but we are going to be stepping up our enforcement of the curfew, again, to proactively remind individuals of it, because it's from our heart. We want to save lives. Before I get off, also, Broadway Joe, wanted to share with you that next Friday, April the 10th, I'll be doing a 30-minute virtual town hall discussion to answer residents' questions about our preparation and response to COVID-19 and this public health crisis. The town hall will air on our city's Facebook page and YouTube channel and LRTV and channel 11. So just wanted to give you that heads up for next Friday, and hope you could promote it as well. And just thank you for your leadership.
Well, we appreciate you, Mayor. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us every week. making sure that everybody understands there what is expected of them as citizens here in our great city of Little Rock. Thanks again, Mayor.
Thank you so much.